in the limelight.
In Britain, the first glimpse of a Partygate questionnaire confirms that Downing Street insiders are being questioned under police caution and asked if they have a reasonable excuse for attending lockdown-busting gatherings. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Heather Stewart. The piece is titled, "Leak Confirms Partygate Questionnaire Includes Police Caution." The first glimpse of a Partygate questionnaire confirms that Downing Street insiders are being questioned under police caution and asked if they have a reasonable excuse for attending lockdown-busting parties. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has already returned his replies to the Metropolitan Police's questions and is believed to have argued that he attended social events at No. 10 Downing Street in a work capacity. A copy of one of the official questionnaires obtained by ITV shows it includes the police caution, "You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you subsequently rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence." Angela Rayner, Labour's deputy leader, said, "This is an embarrassment that for the first time in United Kingdom history, we have a Prime Minister interviewed under police caution." As well as asking the recipients to confirm their attendance at a specific event, the leaked questionnaire shows they were also asked, "What was the purpose of your participation in that gathering? And did you interact with or undertake any activity with other persons present at the gathering? If yes, please provide details." Recipients of the questionnaire were offered the opportunity to give a lawful exception or reasonable excuse for attending. Boris Johnson is understood to have hired a lawyer to help him draw up his responses, which Downing Street has confirmed were submitted before the deadline of last Friday. Questionnaires are still being sent to some officials. The Metropolitan Police will then have to decide whether to impose fixed penalty notices for breaking lockdown rules. The Metropolitan Police investigation into 12 social events, several of which the Prime Minister is known to have attended, was triggered by evidence uncovered by the senior civil servant Sue Gray, whose full report on her inquiry will not be published until the police have completed their work. Boris Johnson's allies are convinced he has a justification for attending events that took place at No. 10, which is his home as well as his workplace. He initially denied reports that parties had been held in Downing Street, telling MPs all guidance was followed completely. Receiving a fixed penalty notice for breaching rules that he himself drew up is regarded as unacceptable to many Conservative backbenchers and would be likely to prompt more letters calling for a vote of no confidence. If 54 such letters are submitted to the chair of the 1922 committee, Graham Brady, a vote of no confidence in Boris Johnson would be triggered, and if he lost such a vote, his premiership would be effectively over. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has repeatedly refused to say whether he would resign if fined by the police for breaking COVID laws at a series of alleged Downing Street parties. After handing back a questionnaire to the Metropolitan Police, which is expected to defend his presence at some of the dozen events under investigation, the Prime Minister dodged a series of questions about the issue. Asked if he would quit if Scotland Yard issued him with a fixed penalty notice worth at least £100, Boris Johnson told BBC's Sunday morning programme, "I can't comment about a process that is already underway." He said he would have something meaningful to say about this, when the Metropolitan Police investigation ended, but insisted that any answers now would be interpreted as a point of commentary about the process. Boris Johnson added he hoped people won't have long, but said, "There's not a jot I can say until it's done." Previously, the Prime Minister has commented on specific events, including a bring-your-own-bottle garden party to which more than 100 Downing Street staff were invited. The gathering was held on 20th of May 2020, when only two people from different households could meet outdoors, socially distanced. Last month, Boris Johnson denied any wrongdoing and claimed technically no rules were broken and that he thought it was a work event.